Welcome to On Tap Daily for May 18th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So it's Monday, which means we're covering the full weekend and Friday's developments, and there is a lot to unpack. The theme this week is becoming increasingly clear. We're moving from AI-assisted commerce to AI-autonomous commerce, and the infrastructure is being built faster than most people realize. Let's start with the story that grabbed my attention most. Anthropic, the company behind Claude, recently ran an experiment called Project Deal, and Practical E-commerce covered it over the weekend. In this experiment, AI agents were given the ability to buy and sell in a narrowly focused marketplace. Not helping humans buy and sell, the agents themselves were the participants, negotiating and completing transactions autonomously. Now, this was deliberately limited in scope. It's an experiment, not a launch product. But the fact that it worked, that AI agents could successfully navigate the mechanics of marketplace transactions, is a significant proof of concept for something the industry has been theorizing about for years, agentic marketplaces. Think about what this means in practical terms. Last week on the show, we talked about Etsy's ChatGPT app, Amazon's Alexa for shopping, and Google Analytics adding an AI assistant channel. All of those are examples of AI helping humans shop better. Project Deal is exploring what happens one step beyond that when the AI does the shopping itself. Imagine a future where your personal AI agent scans hundreds of marketplaces, compares prices, evaluates seller reputation, and makes purchases on your behalf based on criteria you've set. We're not there yet, but Anthropic just demonstrated that the technical mechanics work. For merchants, the strategic implication is that your products need to be discoverable and valuable by machines, not just by humans. Structured product data, accurate specifications, competitive pricing, and clear availability information become even more critical in a world where AI agents are making or heavily influencing purchasing decisions. Now let's talk about Shopify, because they had a packed week of changelog updates. The one that caught my eye most is a new admin section called Agentic Storefronts. This gives merchants a centralized view of their presence across AI channels like ChatGPT and Microsoft Copilot, and lets them track sales coming from those channels. Think about what Shopify is doing here. They're treating AI-driven commerce as a first-class sales channel right alongside your online store, your POS system, and your marketplace listings. It's built directly into the admin, not hidden in an app or a beta. When a platform as large as Shopify builds dedicated infrastructure for a channel, that's a signal that the channel has moved past experimentation. But Shopify had several other notable updates too. They've launched support for multiple Shopify payments accounts for different legal entities in the same country. If you're running multiple brands under different legal entities, you can now manage them from a single store using Markets. That's a genuinely useful operational improvement for multi-brand merchants. Shopify Tax has expanded to Canada with smart categorization for calculating provincial sales tax rates and tracking liability across provinces and territories. Their checkout branding settings now apply consistently across checkout, customer accounts, and sign-in pages, which eliminates that fragmented experience many merchants have been dealing with. And Flow, their workflow automation tool, now lets you test workflows before activating them using existing shop data, which is a nice quality of life improvement for anyone building complex automations. One more Shopify item that deserves attention, and this is a deadline, not a feature. Shopify scripts will stop executing on June 30th, 2026. As of April 15th, you can no longer edit or publish scripts. If you're still relying on scripts for custom pricing logic, shipping rules, or payment customization, you need to migrate to Shopify Functions or a public app, and you need to do it now. 6 weeks is not a lot of time, especially if your scripts are complex. Don't let this one sneak up on you. Shifting to the Adobe and Magento world, we had the general availability release of Magento 2.4.9 on May 12th, which is worth covering for anyone who hasn't started planning their upgrade. This release includes over 500 bug fixes, support for PHP 8.5, and some significant core framework changes. The community consensus, and I've been reading the threads on Reddit and across the Magento ecosystem, is that 2.4.9 is less about flashy new features and more about keeping the platform current, stable, and secure. That might sound unglamorous, but it's exactly what merchants running complex Adobe commerce deployments need. PHP 8.5 support in particular is important because it keeps stores aligned with modern hosting environments and security requirements. If you're on an older version, start planning your upgrade path now. The Mage Dispatch newsletter this week was full of Magento ecosystem activity, new modules, development tools like DDEV setup guides and extensions for audit logging, cache management and consent mode. The Magento developer community remains vibrant, which is reassuring for merchants invested in the platform. Now let's pivot to some important industry developments on the search and advertising side. Google published a guide on optimizing for generative AI features. This is Google essentially saying, well, here's how to make your content work in a world where AI generates the answers. The guide addresses the distinction, or in many cases, the lack of distinction between SEO, AEO, answer engine optimization, and GEO, generative engine optimization. Google's message is that the fundamentals haven't changed as much as the buzzwords suggest. Quality content, structured data, and trust signals remain critical. But there is a new emphasis on making content extractable, meaning AI systems can pull specific, factual, attributable information from your pages. Related to that, Microsoft Clarity has rolled out a citations dashboard that shows how your content is being referenced in AI-generated answers. This is a genuinely useful tool. You can now see whether AI systems are citing your content when they answer user questions, which gives you a feedback loop for optimizing your content strategy. Combined with Google Analytics AI Assistant channel that we discussed last week, merchants now have two concrete measurement tools for understanding their AI visibility. And search engine Land published a fascinating analysis of Google's product packs based on data from over 63,000 merchants. The key finding is that product packs have become a primary sales channel, not just a supplementary one. The analysis shows clear differences between brands that are winning traffic from product packs and those that are merely showing up. This reinforces something we've been saying on this show: your product feed quality, your Google Merchant Center optimization, and your structured data implementation are no longer optional investments. They're core revenue drivers. There's also a really interesting piece about WebMCP, a new standard that's being described as schema markup for AI agents. The idea is that WebMCP would provide a standardized way for AI agents to understand and interact with websites, going beyond what traditional schema markup offers. It's still early days, but if you're thinking about long-term AI readiness, keeping an eye on WebMCP is worth your time. On the retail landscape side, Bank of America published research showing that department stores are continuing to lose market share, but the interesting twist is that resale is now a significant factor alongside off-price. The US. Secondhand market grew nearly four times faster than the broader apparel market last year and is projected to reach $79 billion by 2030. What's notable is that off-price retailers aren't really threatened by resale. Instead, both off-price and secondhand are gaining share from department stores. Higher-income households drove much of the secondhand spending in April, which suggests that resale has moved well beyond its thrift store origins into a mainstream consumer behavior. And in an unexpected retail development, Bed Bath & Beyond is opening its first co-branded store with the Container Store in Fort Worth, Texas. This comes just over a month after Bed Bath & Beyond announced plans to acquire the Container Store. Both brands have been through significant turbulence, and this co-branded concept is an experiment in whether combining complementary retail formats can create something stronger than either brand alone. Let me pull this all together. The connecting thread across this entire three-day period is the acceleration of AI commerce infrastructure. Anthropic is experimenting with autonomous AI marketplaces. Shopify is building dedicated admin tools for agentic channels. Google is publishing guides on how to make your content AI readable. Microsoft is giving you dashboards to measure AI citations. Adobe is keeping Magento current with a major platform release. And the retail landscape is shifting in ways that make AI-driven discovery and comparison shopping increasingly natural consumer behaviors. The merchants who are going to thrive in this environment are the ones who treat AI commerce infrastructure with the same seriousness they treat their website, their ad campaigns, and their supply chain. That means investing in product data quality, tracking AI-driven traffic and conversions, preparing for emerging standards like WebMCP, and staying current on platform updates whether you're on Shopify, Adobe Commerce, or any other platform. If there's one action item to take away from today, it's this: go check what AI channels are already sending you traffic and sales. Use Google Analytics, check Shopify's agentic storefronts if you're on that platform, look at Microsoft Clarity. You might be surprised by what you find. That's your ONTAP Daily for May 18th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.